This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I always pop my head in the studio over there to talk to Mac, make sure he's doing all right. He's already switched from sweatpants to jeans because we started talking about the Chiefs again. And he found a text, and he read it to me.
And why wouldn't he be in sweatpants if we're talking about the Chiefs?
It's more revealing.
More room, though.
You got a Brandon Jacobs that thing down. I can tell you what that story means on the other side of a break.
Okay.
You remember Brandon Jacobs?
Yeah, of course.
Body type?
Yep.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Heard. So he found a text. He read it to me. And I was like, you have to read that to Bob and get his raw reaction.
Okay.
So, Mac, I turn things over to you.
All right. From the 816, the performance from the Super Bowl was so rotten and the look was so bad across the board that I'm genuinely questioning my fandom. And I know I'll get over it.
I'm leaving.
I knew it.
You're a moron. Like, really?
Fandom? Like, damn.
Questioning your fandom?
Been a fan for 34 years. He's questioning.
I mean, Jesus.
It's a tough loss, man.
It's a loss of a team that's gone to three straight Super Bowls, and you're testing your fandom. Call a Raider fan.
Yeah, geez. Call a Bills fan in the 90s.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, call a Bills fan now. Today.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, or call some Slappy who's rooting for the Bengals for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Like seriously.
I know a guy whose last name is Schlappley.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good I know guy. A beer named Schlafly.
Good beer.
Really St. good Louis. Beer. They do a nice job. Always love having those guys in the beers with the boys.
Their distillery is like really awesome too. Their brewery. Like, yeah. It's really cool.
They've done a great job over there. Yeah, Schlafly is outstanding.
Check it out. It's like right there in the old part of St. Louis.
Sweet.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job at their brews.
No, that's good beer.
Can you finish that text, or do we want to leave Moronic is?
Yeah, okay, so I'll get over it.
Worst take, this guy, Ron Parker.
I'm genuinely questioning my fandom. I know I'll get over it, and I'll be a fan for life, having for 34 years so far. But, man, if your hero does something so unacceptable at some point, it has to be understandable as a fan and a father. My kids and I watched him give up, and I'm still sick about it. I don't know how to feel.
All right, yeah. We fired Billy Coons, and I'm still his hero. So, I mean, it's okay,
right.
You know. He did ask my wife, should he find another hero this week? But no, I mean, if you really in your feels like that because the Chiefs lost a Super Bowl for the third time, they've lost a Super Bowl, and they've been in it three consecutive years, and they had two wins before it, you're a spoiled little bee is what you are. I'm questioning what do I tell my don't play the children card. Yeah.
Now, if he was like, I'm a Dallas fan, I'd be like, dude, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm like, sure, man.
Man, I've been rooting for the Jags and, you know, the Jets for all these years. Okay, fine, you're questioning your fandom. But, I mean, if you're saddling up in your blue jeans and you're saying I'm questioning my fandom because they got motorboated in the Super Bowl, are you really a fan?
From the 816, I'm calling blank on 34-year fan saying something that stupid. Maybe 34 months.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the biggest moronic statement
you should
this
never,
side of Ron Parker.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't question your fandom.
Yeah, come on,
Question your like love and desire for sports. That's fine because you love it more than you may think you do. Like when you see a lose and a loss, you're like, I just don't care. Bull crap. Mm-hmm. I watched all those beat writers that went through weeks and months and years of following that Chiefs team, watching that game fall apart, and they were just like, All this for this.
I mean, seriously.
And then the other ones would think like, but I mean, the other 2 years were cool, you know, but it's like, yeah, I mean, like, look, that loss was devastating. Like,
it's the worst loss in franchise history.
We were in that locker room and like, you know, Mahomes is here. Kelsey's here. Nobody's making eye contact. Isaiah Pacheco standing next to the hamper of all the dirty clothes. And it's a 1,000-yard stare of just like, this is not, I don't know this. And that's fair. Like they were not known to that. And yes, it hurts the athlete, it hurts the ownership, it hurts the coach. Andy Reid was a completely different character that night and himself, like very like head on a swivel, like what's everybody doing? What's going on? Not the same. So it's okay as a fan when you witness something like that, that you have a reaction, but to say you're questioning your fandom is a little, just a little out of left field.
Yeah, and I also don't like, what am I going to tell my children about the way Travis, he had a bad game. And you know what? Everybody has a bad day at work.
And maybe that was one of those games, because we talked to Darren Woodson. And remember when I asked him, I said, when did you know? Yeah. And he's like, when I was watching video.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a practice squad player. Who the hell did he just burn?
Oh, that's
and they were like, dude, that was you. Mm. And he goes, at that moment.
It's like that song, Stan, it was me, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like, at that moment, he was like, oh, that was me getting cooked by a guy that was like a fourth man on the depth chart of a practice squad.
Right.
And maybe, and I'm just hypothetically speaking here, maybe during that game against Philadelphia, Travis Kelce was going up against guys that were 26, 27, 28. And he was like, man, I ain't that anymore. I can't compete with these guys. They're faster. They're stronger. I'm 35. I'm older. I'm struggling with this. And then you hear the audio that he had there. And the thing that's interesting is that, you know, he talked about it. He said, well, what's next for Travis? Time, for one, is next. But, I mean, two big drops in that game.
Two.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, stall drive drops that he normally never does.
The first drive, he dropped that first pass. I was like, all right, we'll get him next time. Not a big deal. That was just the beginning of when it wasn't going his way and their way, and they never were able to recover from that. And that's more about what you talk to your kids about. Like, if you face adversity, how to overcome it. The Chiefs were not prepared to face adversity in that game. They were not ready to be punched in the mouth and try to recover. Every day in life, you face adversity. Tell your kids how to handle adversity. I mean, the whole, what am I going to tell my children? Oh, my God.
But again, like, you look at something
be
like
a parent.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing, is that when this happens, and like we talked about Travis Kelce today, because it seems to be the news.
It's the top story in the football world. Yeah. I mean,
First Take's talking about it right now. They have the Chiefs and Travis Kelce, and they've got, you know, the normal committee up there with Stephen A. leading the way. But like, the thing that's interesting is that, like, the one thing I will hope Travis Kelce will not think about is like, you know, did I let the city, like Mahomes
like, come
like,
on,
I
Pat.
Let the city. And I understand that's like quick to the phone, quick to the words. Like, that's fine. And Bobby Wood Jr. said the same thing.
Yeah, but they did not let this city
and
down.
And that's the thing, is like, that's where they're at. Like, they didn't. Like, I told Bobby Wood Jr. at the end of that game where they lost the series, he was like, no, you didn't, man. I was like, did you see it out there? That blue's back, the city's back, baseball's relevant in Kansas City again. Let that be the one thing that you win on.
If you feel let down because the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, the Royals lost in the playoffs, you feel like players let you down, you need to walk away from being a sports fan.
Right, and I don't think that, you know, that they necessarily honestly feel that, but I think in that moment they do, because they know what it's like to see the smiling faces of a win at a parade or whatever it may be, with like confetti and Travis being hammered on Don Julio and Mahomes out there in ski goggles saying, we're not done yet, we'll be back one more year, all this stuff. And that doesn't happen. They know that the city wants that. They know the city's preparing for that, and they want the shirts and they want the hats and all that sort of stuff. So I understand when he says, I let the city down, like that sort of narrative.
Yeah.
But you didn't. And the thing is like, Travis Kelce, I feel, will have a lot of that, because look, when you do something for so long and when you finally hang it up in radio, I'm sure you'll have that moment where you're like, the day before you leave, you're like, this is my last show.
Yeah.
This is the last time I do this. And it will hit you differently than what you prepared yourself to do. Travis Kelce does not know the future. None of us know the future of our lives. And to think that the last game he ever played, he's A, getting scrutinized, B, it's a blowout, and C, it's the Super Bowl. There's a lot of emotion there. So
a ton of emotion there.
Take your time. I don't care.
Go what see you, a Sherpa, man.
I don't care what you do one way or the other. Do whatever you want to do, and we'll see where the future goes. But again, this is the beautiful thing about sports and life that we live, is that players come and players go. And when Tony Gonzalez is here, nobody thought about Travis Kelce. And once Travis Kelce got here, nobody thought about Tony Gonzalez. And I promise you, in 3 to 5 years, somebody will come along for the Chiefs that will be the new flash in the pan. And you'll be like, man, I do remember Travis Kelce, but this guy, blank, blank, is now our guy.
Like Jared in baseball. Wiley. It could be Jared Wiley. I mean, they didn't draft Jared Wiley just to be a stiff, right? They drafted Jared Wiley and, you know, whatnot, because they believe he could eventually be the heir apparent to Travis Kelce. I mean, how many people are really still talking about, you know, Moose and Haas and Kane? Now we've got Bobby Wood Jr. in the fold, right? He's replaced. I mean, that's no knock against those guys. They won a world championship here. But that's the life cycle. Players come and go. Players change daily. Players change yearly. Some players stay longer than others. But at the end of the day, you're a fan of that jersey and you're a fan of that team, regardless who's there. Remember, 30% of the team, a third of the team changes over every single year in the NFL. There were 7 players in that Super Bowl that played in the first Super Bowl against the 49ers in Miami. That's it. And that was only 6 years ago, 5 years ago. That's dramatically changed over, you know, the roster's dramatically changed. And eventually Patrick Mahomes can go, Andy Reid. Like, everybody's going to go at some time off of this team. But if you're a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, you're a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, whether they lose a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, get embarrassed in a Super Bowl, embarrass the other team in the Super Bowl, to sit there and question your fandom is one of the more ridiculous, crazy, wackadoodle things that I've ever heard, because there's a lot of fans out there for basically every other organization in the sport that would trade their fandom for what we've gotten to experience. And that's why I hope, like, you that loss sucked, and a lot of us are still probably not over it, but I hope it puts it in perspective, as I said on Monday, perspective of what we've been through. And I hope the spoiled, rotten fan like that jackass has a better view now on what we've been through and a better perspective on what we've been through, because that loss stings. And now you start to realize, oh, my God, have I been taking this for granted? It sure sounds like 34-year-old was taking that thing for granted for the last couple of years.
We have another respect the text before we get to Max take. Are you guys sure that guy that texted in wasn't Rob Parker?
That's great.
I don't know. Maybe. But what were you going to say, man?
Oh, that's great.
No,
I love it.
This is great fan therapy. And that 816 texter did respond back. And I feel like this is good. You guys are helping him through this. So he goes, I get it. It's a stupid and entitled point of view. I like the Chiefs war when we didn't win. I had season tickets for 27 years. I've lived
wait,
in...
Wait. Did you... Hang on.
That part was rough.
Did he...
Yeah, I know.
You like the Chiefs more when they didn't win.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Keep going.
I've lived and died with the team, went to every home game in 2012. I just feel fraudulent. Sorry for the overreaction. It's just one thing to get your ass kicked, but I just feel duped. The loss hurts so bad, I genuinely currently want nothing more to do with it. I don't know what to do with my hands. LOL.
I will say I do have a little bit of a similar take of when the Chiefs were bad. They played at noon a lot.
They did. Yeah, there was that.
I didn't have a lot of expectations.
You didn't have a lot of stress.
Sundays were kind of... No, yeah, nonchalant.
I remember the early days of my job in the early 2000s covering the Royals, and everybody used to say, man, I wish the Royals were always good, but the crowds would stay small. You always wanted the team to go good, but have the crowds manageable. But to sit there and say you liked it better when they were not good, I mean, come on, man. Like, you're not helping yourself. You're digging that hole even deeper. Read the rest of that text again.
Okay, let me,
I don't think we need to do that.
I'm just trying to make sure I heard this the right
upset.
Way.
Yeah, they're upset.
Upset and stupid, though. I mean, this is a stupid text. It really is. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, you got your feelings and it's okay. It's not okay to feel that way. This team has taken us on this glorious ride, and now you're questioning your fandom because they lost in the Super Bowl?
We're Tigers, man.
God.
We pissed off that one person, and that person was the Lord. Man, I miss that voicemail.
And he did teach a lesson to his kids about Travis, so he texted about that, too.
Somebody on Twitter just mentioned this and said that guy should have a season tickets revoked.
He really should.
I mean, I will say this. If you really do think that you're questioning your fandom, then I ask you this.
drop the Chiefs for a year and go pick up a team.
Yeah, go find another team and see how the other half lives.
Just for a year. I'm not saying to lose them forever, but if you really are, if you're really to the point that you're questioning it,
they've lost in the Super Bowl. I'm done.
And the way they lost was devastating. Then go.
He'll be a Bears fan.
Fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Go do
try
that
it
and see, because they're not good.
And don't red zone it. Watch 3 hours of another quarterback not named Patrick LeVon Mahomes for 16 straight Sundays and tell me how you feel.
Because even people in the playoffs, we kind of talked about this. Watch full games when this is not that great.
Nah, exactly.
Right. Go watch Jacksonville versus Indianapolis on week one at noon. And then we'll
watch that all season. Watch.
Right. Watch the Colts all year, or the Jags all year, or Tennessee, or the Giants, or the Jets, or the Falcons. Falcons may be a bad example. But you know what I'm saying. Just pick another team. Go watch other teams and the way that they play. And then you look at this team and you're like, oh, my God, we're still head and shoulders better than everybody else. We had a bad day. It's okay to have a bad day. They had a bad day at a bad time. It happens in life. Not every day is going to be roses. Not every day is going to be sunshine. Not every day is going to be great. We should. This should be. That game should have made you realize and appreciate what we've had over these last 7 years, instead of make you question your fandom. Oh my God!
By the way, we got tweeted about from Chiefs Blitz on Twitter. The Chiefs are going to give tight end Travis Kelce a month to decide his future. Kansas City would like to know his decision around March 14th. That's kind of the deadline, per Nate Taylor on The Fan 965. I like that. Got a little credit. Got a little
thank
credit.
Chiefs Blitz.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We have that reverse phone number lookup. We should find out who this guy is. Give him to the Chiefs and let him take his tickets.
Let's be fair. We always say to be nice to everybody. He's going through it. And he said, I'm sorry, I'm dumb. And I said some stuff. You're going through it. I get it. Like when
I texted back too. I said, you're not dumb.
My dad is a huge KU Jayhawks fan. And when they lost the year, I think it was 92 when they had their big team or whatever it was, to Arizona.
97.
97. Yeah. When they lost to Miles Simon and Bibby. My dad said this quote, and I promise you said this. He goes, life as I know it is over.
That was my worst sports fan that lost. So I'm with your dad on that.
I was 10 years old, and I'm like, what? And he's just like, that was the team. That was the team. That was Jock Vaughn. That was, you ask any KU fan of that.
It was
Bob
the team.
Right here. That was the worst
KU loss I've ever experienced. But you know what the difference was?
Lute Olson.
You know what the difference was, though, Dusty?
Arizona won.
They weren't coming off of two straight championships and going for their third in a row.
Right. The last time they had been, what was it? 88.
Yeah. And that was like 10 years later, 11 years, whatever it was. It wasn't coming off.
Yeah.
Three straight Super Bowls, two straight Super Bowl wins, already three championships in your back pocket, five Super Bowls in 6 years, like completely different. I get your dad. I'm with him 100% on that. That's the way we all felt that day. But we had not seen a championship. This gentleman has just, the Chiefs were champions for 1,000 straight days or something like that.
Yeah. Yep. No, we brought that up because I think that's a record that will never be broken again. Kind of like Tiger Woods' consecutive streak as the world number one. It's like 263 weeks.
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 Yeah, weeks.
That's so 52 weeks in a year. That's what, 4 years, 5 years roughly?
Weeks. Yeah. And that was just number one. He would lose it like once. Wow. And then there's also a streak that he has of making consecutive tournaments.
Jeez.
And that number you can Google search.
Making tournaments or making the cut?
Making the cut. I'm sorry, making the cut. And that and is another one of those. Like DiMaggio's hit streak will never be broken.
Right.
There's too much pressure these days. The talent's too good. Ripken's record will never be broken.
Yeah. Roger Maris' home run streak will never be broken at 61.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Between 98 and 05, Tiger Woods made the cut in 142 consecutive events.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's what we're living, though.
Never will be broken again.
That's what we're
ever.
The Chiefs have played an entire season just in postseason games in the seasons that they've played. They've won championships. We've had parades. It's been the greatest time of our life. And still is. Like, people are acting like this is over and we're never going to be winners again. Get out of that mindset. What happened when they lost the Super Bowl? They came back to the AFC Championship game next year. They lost that. What happened since then? They went to three straight Super Bowls. Like, if you don't have the confidence and belief in this organization at this point, there's nothing I can do to help you. And it may be great for your mental health to step away.
I will also tell you this, that if you are a fan right now that is grieving in that loss that was embarrassing and terrible and all the feelings that are just bad, go look at what they're saying about the Chiefs now, because this will help you out, I promise. Go look and see what they're saying about the Chiefs now, and remember it, and flag it in Twitter, Facebook, whatever, like it, share it, save it, however you can. And then when we get to November next year, say Thanksgiving, and the Chiefs are 8-2, and Mahomes is absolutely middle fingering the entire NFL, go back and let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, man, this is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they lost to Tampa, everybody's like, oh, yeah, they went back to back. We'll see if they ever get back again. They went to 3. Now everybody's saying Mahomes is different. Mahomes has to change. His team is, you know, whatever. Travis Kelce to retire. When the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill after they lost that Super Bowl or whatever it was, the AFC Championship game, and they traded Tyreek Hill and everything changed, you know what Mahomes did? He came back next year, won MVP, had the number one offense in the league, and won a Super
Bowl.
Damn right.
So, again, yes, it hurts, and it sucks.
Sucks.
And it sucked even more for the one Super Bowl game I've ever been to and will probably ever go to again.
Yep.
The team that I've grown up watching and covering in this city got mollywopped. So I get you're struggling and your pain, but save the receipts because this team ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, there's
and
no reason to quit on them.
They're coming. That one thing that this quarterback does is he takes things to a T of disrespect and comes back.
That's why I said he's probably already there getting ready for next season.
Oh, I'd put money on it right now that he wins the MVP next year.
He'll
be the MVP. Yeah.
He is plus 800. He is behind Lamar. He's behind Josh Allen. He's behind Joe Burrow. If that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
He'll win the MVP, and they're going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are the three quarterbacks that have lost to that quarterback with the worst odds in the last 3 years?
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
Bang. Yeah. How you doing? All three in the AFC Championship.
Questioning my fandom, he says.
Just let that guy live his life. He's grieving.
He's doing his thing.
He's grieving.
And he's liking the back and forth. We're helping him out.
He'll be all right. That's what we're here to do.
Anybody on the text line going, yeah, I agree with that guy.
No. They're more so like, I'll take his tickets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. Yeah. Where are they, man? Where you got good location? Sell them. Somebody will go.
But that's the reason that there's so many people that feel this way. One, a Super Bowl and the way they lost. But two, you're just not used to it. Like when you watch the Little League World Series, if you do, when there's nothing on in like July, those teams are all superpower teams that swept through their competition and never lost. And then when they lose and they're bawling their eyes out, it's because they're not used to it. They don't know what that feeling's like. That's why Carolina players don't cry. That's why their fandom doesn't care, because there's nothing to root for. You care because you love it. You wouldn't if you didn't.
But I think this one, like most of the people that I talk to are kind of at peace and have moved on from this. I have not encountered.
I don't think Mac is yet.
Well, he's also younger, too. He's not, you know, like I think when you're younger, you hold on to losses. And then as you get older, you start to see the bigger picture and realize, you know, okay, wait, man, it's been a great ride.
Oh, yeah, I know this team's going to be fine, but it still hurts. I'm still sad about it.
Well,
I can't help it.
You're like, okay, that sucked. We lost. But I think the more people that I talk to are like, man, that was a terrible game. All right, move on to next year. We'll be great. We'll be back.
Oh, and they will be.
And I think
Bob moved on at halftime.
I did. This game's
over. Notes are closed.
I was definitely not
there. I'm
going to
get some nuts and spill them all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I had to at that point in time, because what am I going to do? Sit there and get frustrated? That I mean, like, they knew they were done, too. It was obvious that this thing was over at that point in time. And it's okay. Like, it's fine. They'll be back, and they'll be great, and we'll all be loving them up, and everything will be wonderful again. But, yeah, bad loss, but move on, man. Like, just move on. It's a loss. It happens. Had they lost that game, had that been the first Super Bowl they've been to in 50 years and lost it, I think it'd take a very long time for everybody to get over. But we have the recent memory of being the champions.
From the 816, LOL, Bob, you're a turd, but you're also a father figure, and you've gotten me through this loss. Thank you, Papa.
That's you both sides of your mouth ever heard.
I don't really care what you think, pal. I really don't.
He's saying thank you.
It's also telling
he's calling me a turd, though, you know.
And a father figure. Yeah. He likes you.
Yeah. I've been called a turd, but it was like a cute thing. You're such a turd.
You're a little turd.
Yeah.
Is that really a cute thing?
It is if you think it is.